نبي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are focusing on the first sermon, where certain statements have been mentioned regarding prophethood. And we reach these phrases where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَلَمْ يُخْلِ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ خَلْقَهُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not leave His creation empty of either of these four things. مِنْ نَبِيٍّ مُرْسَلٍ, from a prophet who is sent, أو كِتَابٍ مُنْزَلٍ, or a book that has been brought down, أو حُجَّةٍ لَازِمَةٍ, or a proof that is binding, أو محجة قائمة, or a path, a set of rules and regulations, a path, a clear way, which is capable of being applied in their lives. These are the four things. Either of them have to be present throughout time, according to what Imam Ali alayhi salam is saying. Now, we discussed previously with regards to the revealed or the book that is being brought down. And inshallah, we shall continue on that discussion.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, the messengers or the prophets, when they came to the people, they definitely have to be with a book. They have to leave a book behind. Because if a prophet goes without a book, then there is nothing specifically that the people can hold on to, which can be a firm set of ideas, a firm set of concepts that can help the community. But of course, sometimes the book can go away, can be destroyed, can be, you know, lost, or different things can happen to this book. And therefore, at that time, other issues can come and substitute, which we'll discuss about, inshallah, soon. But the prophets normally, or they have to be with a book. Now, that book is either something that was revealed to them or was brought down to them directly, to a specific prophet or a specific messenger, like the book that was given to Nabi Musa alayhi salam, or the book that was given to Nabi Isa alayhi salam, or the one that was given to the other messengers. You see, there were books that people, that messengers were given. Nabi Dawood alayhi salam had a book. You see, these were given to the prophets or the messengers. Sometimes these books were given to a specific messenger. Sometimes a messenger or a prophet did not come with a book, but was there approve a book before him. Now, there was probably a book, let's say, that the previous messenger had brought, but that book, for a certain reason, maybe has been misinterpreted. Or no, it's not misinterpreted. It has been interpolated. So the prophet comes and removes the negative interpolated concepts and refines it, or we can say, re-establishes it. Sometimes it's not interpolated as such. That book is lost, but the prophet comes back with that specific book. He knows the location of that book, or he has the book with him. Basically, he's a prophet. So it's not a different book. It's the same previous book that the prophet has brought and has reintroduced to the people. So there are various things that prophets do with these books. When you talk about a book that was there with a prophet, it's not necessarily that the prophet brings a new book, but it could be a previous book that the prophet approves, changes, enforces, or, you know, re-establishes and refines it and purifies it.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, we say that prophets come with books, and sometimes a prophet comes with a new book, or a prophet can be re-establishing or refining an old book, a book that has been probably interpolated, or it has been changed, or the interpretations have been done wrongly, and the prophet comes and refines those interpretations. In fact, even today, people may have wrong interpretations of the Holy Quran. Yes, the Quran, alhamdulillah, God has protected it. It is not being interpolated. But because of the concepts that surround the people's understanding of the Quran, and the people's understanding of and their level of awareness and their knowledge of things, of various things about God, about everything, sometimes these issues make a people understand the Quran in a different way. And that is why you will notice that sometimes other nations, when they look at the way Shias understand the Quran, they feel these people are following a new book, while it is the same Quran. But the thing is that the Shia, we claim that we have got that pure understanding of what the Quran was to say. The other sects also claim the same. And that is why they find that the Shia understand it in a very different way. If there would be a nice discussion between Jidale Ahsan, as they say, between these two groups, then they would realize that many of the concepts are similar, only there are certain foreign influences and foreign forms of understanding that influence the way they understand the Quran. And this is something important for us to consider. So what happens is that the prophets of God, or the awsiya, or the representatives of the prophets, or those who come after the prophets as the khulafa, or the representatives of the prophet ascertained and picked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. These are not prophets, of course. These are, we say, representatives of the prophets, or the awsiya of the prophets. They come and they have the duty to safeguard the teachings of the books. And they kind of teach us the right understanding of the book. Now we will talk about this fact, that how the book continues its stay in the communities, inshallah, in the coming session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو وبالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه